my calculations are correct, when this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious.
Yes, but it's called the future, so get used to it.
Some individuals, it is true, are more special. This is natural selection. It begins as a single individual, born or hatched like every other member of their species, anonymous, seemingly ordinary, except they're not. They carry inside them the genetic code that will take their species to the next evolutionary rung. It's destiny.
And now, from the Top 20 Studios in Champaign, Illinois, this is the Top 20 of the Week with Taylor King.
Hello, everyone. It's Taylor King for the Top 20 of the Week with Taylor King and Drew Lyle, and welcome to the third Top 20 podcast on iTunes, brought to you by Podomatic.com. We can find, create, and share podcasts. Thank you for sharing this one. Hopefully every week I'll be able to bring you a recap of the previous week's Top 20 via 30-second samples of each song, courtesy of iTunes. We start the third Top 20 Recap podcast with a recap of the Top 20 from the week of March 4th through 10th, 2007. At number 20, up 4 from number 24, was Lumidee and Tony Sunshine, and She's Like the Wind.
She leaves me through moonlight, only to burn me with the sun. Damn it, I believe she knows she's taking my heart, but she doesn't know what she's done.
At number 19, up 2, was Diddy and Christina Aguilera, and Tell Me. And number 18, up 12 from number 30, was Akon and Don't Matter.
First we gon' fight, oh yes we gon' fight, believe we gon' fight, fight for our right to love, yeah. Nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter, no. Nobody wanna see us together, nobody thought we'd last forever. I feel I'm hoping and praying things between us don't get better. Men steady coming after you, women steady coming after me. Seems like everybody wanna go for self.
At number 17, up 2, was Fall Out Boy, and This Ain't a Scene, It's an Arms Race. At number 16, down 2, was My Chemical Romance, and Welcome to the Black Parade. At number 15, steady at number 15, was Fergie and Fergalicious.
Running down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot. So delicious. I put them boys on rock, rock. So delicious. They want a taste of what I got. I'm Fergalicious. Taste. Fergalicious dip. Fergalicious dip. Fergalicious dip. Definition make them boys go crazy.
At number 14, up 4, was Timbaland and Give It to Me.
When the boys in the park.
At number 13, down one, was the All-American Rejects, and it ends tonight.
I don't want to need at all. The walls start breathing, my mind's unweaving. Maybe it's best you leave me alone. A weight is lifted on this evening.
At number 12, down two, was Justin Timberlake and T.I. and My Love.
But there's just one thing I need from you.
Say I do. Because I can see us holding hands, walking on the beach, our toes in the sand. I can see us on the countryside, sitting on the grassland side by side. You could be my baby, let me make you my lady. Girl, you amaze me, ain't gotta do nothing crazy. See, all I want you to do is be my love. My love.
At number 11, steady at number 11, was The Fray and How to Save a Life. At number 10, up three, was Fergie and Ludacris and Glamorous. At number 9, steady at number 9, was 8 Count and Snoop Dogg, and I Wanna Love You.
If you pick me, then I'ma pick on you. D-go double G, and I'm here to put this dick on you. I'm stuck on you, so and yours is right. Rip riding the poles, and them doors is tight. And I'ma get me a shot for the end of the night. Cause you so for you, so and baby, you'll be so for life.
I see you whining and grinding up on the floor.
At number 8, steady at number 8, was Gwen Stefani and Akon and The Sweet Escape. At number 7, steady at number 7, was Ludacris and Mary J. Blige and Runaway Love.
In a fight, sneaking in a room when her mama's knocked out, trying to have his way and little Lisa says ouch. She tries to resist but then all he does is beat her, tries to tell her mom but her mama don't believe her. Lisa stuck up in the world on her own, forced to think that hell is a place called home. Nothing else to do but get some clothes and pack. She says she's about to run away and never come back.
Like
At number 6, down one, was Paula DeAnda and The Day, and Walk Away, Remember Me.
Say, I'll admit that I was impressed, physically just short of perfection. Gotta commend you on your selection, though I know I shouldn't be concerned. In the back of my mind, I can't help but question.
Does she rub your feet
when you've had a long day?
Scratch your scalp
when you take out your
does
grits?
She know that you
like to play till 6 in the morning, like I do.
At number 5, up one, was Daughtry and It's Not Over.
Strong, holding on,
At number four, steady at number four, was Rihanna and Sean Paul and Break It Off.
Give out tonight and make you feel right. Make you fly like a kite and reach a new high score. We give it to the girl, then make them reel up on ball and make them start call. Anytime she want it back, she a fake call. Don't tip all, I'm hitting it on the spot. And now the rain start call. Penetrate so great, cause you feel it tough up and tall. What you think, say?
Break it up.
Immediate, if not before.
At number three, steady at number three, was Beyonce and Irreplaceable. At number two, steady at number two, was Justin Timberlake and What Goes Around Comes Around.
I just can't seem to understand. Thought it was me and you, baby, baby. Me and you until the end, but I guess I was wrong.
Don't wanna think about it, don't wanna talk about it. I'm just so sick about it.
Can't believe it's ending this way.
Just so confused about it, feeling the blues about it. I just can't do it without you.
Now tell me, is this fair?
And at number one, her third week at number one with the second number one hit of her career, was Nelly Furtado and Say It Right.
From your head, when there's no time for joking, there's a hole in my head. Oh, you don't mean nothing at all to me. No, you don't mean nothing at all to me.
That wraps up the recap of the Top 20 of the Week from the week of March 4th through 10th, 2007. Please go to Podomatic.com and subscribe to this podcast and join the 8 who already have, as it may give you access to outtakes from the show that you would not normally hear. Also, as has been mentioned on the show number 100 is coming up fast. It airs in 2 weeks. For the week of March 18th through 24th, 2007, we will have two returning previous co-hosts. Also, don't forget to send in requests to Taylor King at top20theweek.com, and don't forget to check back to the Top 20 website for more information as it is released. Also, there is an issue I'd like to address that affects everyone. Corporate interests are hard at work, making sure you don't have a choice because they make more money when you have no choices. You can protect your right to hear eclectic, independent radio and discover new artists. You can save internet radio with less than 5 minutes of your time. Write your congressional representative today. Pass the word to anyone you know that loves or makes music. Also, please bookmark the page www.savenetradio.org and check back frequently for updates. We need your continued support and action as the situation further develops, and you can tell your representative the following. I do not support the Copyright Royalty Board's CRB March 2nd decision to substantially increase royalty rates. Not only will it impact my choices, but the Recording Industry Association of America's RIAA manipulation of these rates and the CRB's indifference will hurt working artists, damage small record labels, and force law-abiding small webcasters, already paying a large portion of their revenue per month in royalties, out of business. This decision will also damage hundreds of small businesses providing goods and services to working artists, small record labels, and small webcasters. I respectfully ask that you evaluate the CRB decision and do whatever is necessary to establish a reasonable royalty rate for all the parties involved. Now, in case you haven't heard, here's what happened. On March 2nd, 2007, the CRB approved royalty rates that will bury any small webcaster and create a heavy burden even for big broadcasters like Yahoo, AOL Music, and Pandora. How high will these rates be? Around 100% of a small webcaster's revenue, give or take a few points, in most cases. Now you're probably asking yourself, what? That's impossible to pay. And the answer is, yep, it sure is. Now you're also probably asking yourself, how did this happen? Well, the RIAA told the CRB that's what they wanted, and the CRB just gave it to them. Now you're probably thinking, hey, that's awful, but who are the RIAA and CRB? Well, the RIAA is the Recording Industry Association of America, and is a lobbying group formed by the five largest record labels. They are embedded in Washington, D.C., and they make sure laws are written to keep them rich, no matter what. They made headlines a few years ago, opening lawsuits against elderly people, single mothers, and children for trading music online, even though some of them didn't even have computers. Now, the CRB, the Copyright Royalty Board, is part of the U.S. Copyright Office. The board is charged with determining the royalty rates that would be determined by a willing buyer and a willing seller in a marketplace transaction. They decided to jack the rates beyond a broadcaster's means, despite decades of royalty rates being 1-2% of broadcaster revenue. Sound Exchange, the royalty-collecting division of the Recording Industry Association of America, will seek to retroactively charge webcasters for streaming content delivered throughout 2006 to users, a decision that could send the sites packing for good. The new rates will require webcasters to pay for each song streamed to a user and will increase yearly according to the following figures. In 2006, since it is retroactive, webcasters have to pay for what they broadcasted last year, 0.0008 of a cent to stream one song to one listener. This year, 2007, 0.0011 of a cent. 2008, 0.0014 of a cent. 2009, 0.0018 of a cent. And in 2010, 0.0019 of a cent. Now, Elliot Van Buskirk and Shawn Michaels of Wired, they lamented the financial implications of the U.S. Copyright Royalty Board's decision, which are: those fees will add up quickly for larger webcasters. The Radio and Internet Newsletter, also known as RAIN, calculates that, assuming that the average station plays 16 songs per hour, sites would have to pay about 1.28 cents per listener per hour using the 2006 rate, and would owe this retroactively, in addition to licensing fees going forward. RAIN's math indicates that the rate would render internet radio unsustainable, or at the very least, more ad-laden than terrestrial radio, and that's before the songwriters' licenses are taken into account. And this Tech Dirt piece continues the thought. The new rates pretty much decimate a large portion of the industry, and it's only going to get worse. As the royalty rates increase at incredible rates, 2007's rate is a 37.5% increase over 2006, 2008 and 2009's annual increases are about 28% per year, and 2010 adds another 5.5% increase. Of course, this is utterly backwards and damaging to the industry itself. A webcaster, especially the smaller independent ones, is a great means of promotion for artists. It tends to attract more loyal and well-targeted audiences who are more likely to want to later go out and buy a CD, a t-shirt, or attend a concert. It lets the industry better promote material from a wider range of artists. However, in the industry's desperate need to charge for every single use, they're effectively killing off yet another wonderful promotional vehicle. Now, I'm sure it's all for a good cause, right? I mean, we can rest assured that the RIAA is only seeking to make sure that artists are properly compensated for their efforts. No, I don't think so. So go to www.savenetradio.org and send an email to your congressman or woman. Also, you can go to www.webcastersunite.net for public service announcements, logos, and other resources. And that site is brought to you by a coalition of independent webcasters who have had enough.
We've all seen them in gangster movies. Bad guys who force small shop owners to pay for protection.
I enjoy collecting protection money.
The worst thing about it was in the percentages.
I enjoy planting bombs in people's cars.
The shop owner always had to pay 50 to 75% of his revenue to the gangster just to stay in business.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Otherwise, it never turned out too good for the shop owner. The bad guys are back, only this time, the percentages have become 100 to 125% of revenues. Retroactively, they not only want fees for the business that is done today, they want fees for the business done in all of 2006, or else. The recording industry is at it again. They're attempting to shut down all internet radio stations. That is, unless they agree to pay them more money than the business could ever possibly make.
Wait, more money than the business could ever make? Who could afford to do that?
I'll tell you, the very rich. Those with the moolah. Those with money to burn. If the record companies have it their way, only the very rich will be able to afford to broadcast on the internet. And what will internet radio sound like then? Not very good. Protect your right to the most diverse internet content landscape. Write or email your congressman and senator and ask them to work to repeal the decision of March 2nd by the Copyright Royalty Board. Do you really want rich guys deciding what you should hear on the internet? Only the little guys are getting hurt by the new rules. They don't have enough money, so they go off the air.
Visit SaveNetRadio.org for more information on what you can do to help. It only takes a few minutes. SaveNetRadio.org. Protecting the little guys from the fat cats. After all, doesn't the recording industry have some little old lady or a 11-year-old kid somewhere to sue?
I've fallen and I can't get up.
When you're addressing this court, you will rise and speak to me in a clear, intelligible voice.
SaveNetRadio.org. Do it now. SaveNetRadio.org.
All right, once again, thank you for listening to the show and to the podcast. Until next time, this is Taylor King saying, mahalo.